I haven't
Chicago
made
mix is really good. I like it. That's the caramel and cheese.
I forgot all the caramel.
She just eats all the caramel and gives me the extra cheese. I was like, that's nice.
That sucks. No, you have to have a mix. Put that both in your hand when you put them in your mouth.
So you said the sweet and the cheese at the same time?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's called the Chicago mix. It's Chicago mix. The cheese and the caramel all together.
Cheddar cheese mixed in with caramel, and it's really good.
Right.
Oh, well, it's good.
Because, I mean, like, usually, like, at Christmas time, they sell these tins that have a paper divider in it, and you have butter, cheese, and caramel. And I'm like, what do y'all do? Are you just, like, pulling out the divider and, like, shaking that son of a bitch up? I mean.
It comes in a bag. It's, like, Costco and stuff like that. It's all mixed together. Mm-hmm. You reach in and get a grab bag of it. It's so good. Oh. I want it. Damn it.
You're listening to the Epically Geeky Show, a place for all things geeky.
Welcome out to the Epically Geeky Show, episode number 172. I'm your host for the evening, Eugene Stevens. Tonight, I'm joined by Sean, Ray, Chris, and Joseph. How are y'all doing?
Stellar.
We are here.
We're here and...
daylight savings time.
Throwing me off.
Dumbest thing ever.
Yeah.
Absolute dumbest thing ever. So, can't even... Our Congress is in the U.S. is so bad, they can't even get that right. So... I mean, that should be a home run. Like, literally, that's like walking in on a job and being like, hey, by the way, dress code's gone. Everyone can wear jeans all the time. Like, pretty much that's how you immediately get everyone on your side. That's what I would do in Congress. I'd just be like, hey, listen, daylight saving time. We're done with this crap. And then be like, all right, cool. What else you got? So, yeah, that ain't happening. Anyway, tonight's opening question is, how do you prepare your popcorn? Would anyone like to... go first.
Sure will.
All right. Since you said before the show correctly, what is the correct way to prepare your popcorn, Ray?
So in our house, we pop it on the stovetop ourselves. I use 2 tablespoons of coconut oil. Then you mix in a half cup of kernels. So first you got to put 3 in, right? Mm-hmm. Within the oil. Once those 3 pop, then you throw the rest of the kernels in, heat the rest up, they all pop. And then once you're all good there, you throw them into a bowl and you put melted butter and honey together and mix that in together, stir it all up, and then throw a little bit of salt on top.
That's not a bad way to go. Chris, do you have an addition, subtraction, alteration, or you're like, nope, this is how we do it right here?
Sometimes it's more honey butter, like more of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do a light dusting because I've gone overboard before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The light dusting and him going overboard is perfect, but it's good. Because I don't make it. He does it. It's his specialty.
It's been requested in the house a couple of times. So.
Fair enough. Joseph, how do you prepare popcorn?
I'm the weird one. Because I will eat it straight out the bag, or if we're at the movie theater when they serve it in the bucket, then I'm fine with that. Maybe for now, I'll want to put some more of that the orange salt on it. I didn't do that before because I had an allergy to the yellow food dye, but that has since gone away.
Really? That's awesome.
So, so now I'll do that with it. I'm not a real big fan of the butter. On it, it's more of a texture thing than a flavor thing. But if I'm with Elaine, she goes through the whole rigmarole like you do, Eugene. And so whenever we go to the movies together, we have to buy 2 sets of popcorn because I will not eat it the way she does.
And see, Jennifer and I, like, we're simpatico when it comes to popcorn. Like, we're like, I basically are like, look, I'll buy it if y'all prepare it. And they're like, cool. Yeah. So, like, it's.
Gina really gives it to me and makes me go make it.
Yep. So.
Who's that?
I know, right? There she is. Hey, Lainey. Sean, how do you prepare popcorn?
If at the movie theaters, I'll get layered butter, like a ton of butter. And then a ton of salt and vinegar packets.
Oh, you like salt and vinegar on it, huh?
Oh, man. It's because it's more of a vinegar taste than a salt taste, which mm-hmm. I love the vinegar. And yeah, I'll like be walking over there and I'll like have my pockets full of like the salt and vinegar packets and all that. By the time the movie's done, my lips are so dried up, they're shriveled, but they hurt. But then I know I've done it right. So, because like drinking a pop or something like that from a straw doesn't help you at all.
No, it doesn't. You're right. It completely bypasses.
Yeah, your lips just. So I'll like walk in and look in a mirror, like in the bathroom at the movie theater, and literally my lips are like, they look like dried up slugs. It's just so dehydrated. But that
would be a good popcorn bucket.
No. Oh, jeez, babe.
I have two different ways that I go. So if I'm at the theater, it is a little different. It is, depending on the theater you go to, sometimes they don't have the butter there that they can layer it. By the way, if you have seen this quote-unquote trick on how to get the butter to, you know, further down in the popcorn, and it's like, oh, yeah, you use a straw.
Bullshit. That does not work.
Yeah. But anyway, so our friend Jennifer is the one that turned me on to this one. She brings some little ramekins, you know, those little steel containers with her. And we, you know, like I said, we hand it over to Lainey or Jennifer or myself. We go over there and put the butter and the popcorn salt. It's what exactly it's called, but it's an orange colored popcorn salt. And then we would put some in some of those little containers, including the butter and stuff, and go into the theater. And when you eat halfway down the popcorn, you don't have to get up to go reseason it. You got the little things right there. And I was just like, "You're a genius. You've changed my life." At home, it depends on how I'm feeling. If I'm feeling lazy, I'll just, you know, throw back popcorn in the thing or whatever. I actually have a specific popcorn popper that has the like a crank on the side that will turn it, and I don't use it that often, mainly because I do like how the popcorn tastes, but it is a pain in the butt to take apart and clean. It's just, it's like, is it worth all this work? And a lot of times the answer is no, it's not. I mean,
you can always just not clean it and just like build up that flavor.
No, I don't think this is what you wanted. I probably could just put it in the dishwasher, but I'm just like, I don't know. The thing is, though, is it would eat up so much room in the dishwasher. But yeah, but the boys like when I make popcorn, because I'll make popcorn, and then I usually put sometimes I'll have some of those kernel seasonings, like, you know, some of the different flavors of those or whatever. The jalapeno cheddar is a really good one on that one. But I also put shredded cheese on it, and they seem to really like it. So, but yeah, if I'm popping popcorn, I usually have to do two bags if I'm going to get any at all, because the boys will just like tear through it. So, all right. Well, tonight, the reason why this was the opening question tonight, I had the idea for us to come up with awesome popcorn containers. I got the idea because as we're recording this, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire is about to come out here in a week or so. And within the last month and a half, there has been a lot of news about popcorn containers. Part of it is specifically because of Ghostbusters. Quite honestly, of the big chains that are carrying this movie, AMC, Regal, Cinemark, all the big ones here in the United States, they all are carrying different ones, and there's literally everything from just like a metal tin that has like Slimer on it to there's two different versions. We're getting ghost traps that look like popcorn containers. So like you literally eat the popcorn out of the ghost trap. There's one, it's a tin that looks like the firehouse. There's also one that's come out that looks like Slimer holding a bag of popcorn, and you eat the popcorn out of Slimer's mouth. And there's been some noise on that because apparently if you bought it through AMC's website, what was pictured and what you got were completely different things. Oh. It was not good. There are a bunch of pissed off Ghostbuster people right now. Like they've been sending them back. But there's been all this stuff going on. And then they've even brought back the Ecto-1. Like it looks cleaned up this time, but they brought back the Ecto-1 popcorn container. There's all these different popcorn containers just for this movie. And then the other thing was Dune 2 came out not too long ago, and it had a very stylized, I'll put it that way, popcorn container that went so far as even Saturday Night Live made fun of the damn thing. And I have to say, it's funny. I've been talking with one of my friends in the group, and he's like, I would just like to know, did the guy who designed that get fired or promoted? And I finally found an article with the guy who runs the company, and it sounds like he probably got, if he didn't get promoted, he got a hefty pay raise, because you know, the story, no news is bad news, because this thing's been in the news constantly and they're damn near impossible to find. And it's funny, because I've talked to some of my friends and I'm just like, if you had asked me or told me in a few years back, hey, by the way, you're going to kind of collect popcorn containers, I'd be like, you're out of your mind. But I have the Ecto-1. I'm definitely going to be hunting down one of those ghost traps. But like the Optimus Prime one that came out for the last movie, I had to have one of those because it was awesome. So it's funny that in the interview that I was reading, the guy actually talks about it. He's like, yeah, he said it started in about 2019. They kind of reached out and started doing some customized, you know, for different movies, popcorn containers, and it has taken off for them as a business. So it's something that I guess no one really thought to tap into, and now it's a thing. So tonight I originally asked everyone to come up with 2 to 3 popcorn containers for movies that are coming out. It was asked, can we do older movies? I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? So we kind of settled on 3 to 4 movies that you're going to do a popcorn container for. I did say make sure it's an awesome popcorn container, because I have an idea for a future episode. kind of along the lines with our awesome and horrible Christmas ornaments. Yeah, we may be doing with popcorn containers too. So anyway, that being said, would anyone like to go first? All right, Chris, what is your first awesome popcorn container?
Okay, so I have to preface this by saying I don't eat movie theater popcorn because it's too buttery, too salty, and it's too much. So I don't ever pay attention to the containers. Mm-hmm. So mine aren't amazing.
Okay.
So I just say, well, get it out of the way. And then the bar is low. And then everybody can look.
And watch her knock one out of the park here. She just
It's not. No. Okay. He has drawings to go with.
Yeah, they're not great drawings. They're just like
a page per bucket. Okay, so I split mine up into like older movies and then new movies. So for the older movies,
Do you want to go one at a time? Do you want to do this one at a time, or
I don't care.
We'll do it
one at a time. So what's your first one?
So for Harry Potter. Doesn't matter which movie. It's a Potions Class Cauldron.
That would be a good popcorn container.
Yeah. Right? Like I was thinking practicality. Yeah. Like it's and then you could use it after.
Well, you could even make it so that like a humidifier almost, right? Where you could have
He went that way. I was just
thinking. See, I wasn't even thinking, if you didn't go that far, I was like, you could at least have like an LED light on the bottom of it so that it glows green or red or blue or something.
The different colors of the houses.
Exactly. Yeah, that'd be cool too.
Okay.
So now we're thinking marketing here. Now if you want to get specific, you have to have 4 different ones that people have to hunt down.
Yeah. Right. My literal description was Potions Class Cauldron. So that was it.
No, that's a fantastic popcorn bucket, to be honest with you.
But yeah, the bar, like I was just thinking literally a black plastic thing. Anyway, so yeah. Next.
No, we're
it's fine with me. Joseph, you want to go next?
Yeah, so I'm going to do one that I originally thought for an older movie, but this would apply to an upcoming movie as well.
Okay.
So it's for Deadpool. And this popcorn bucket will stand on its own because it has the little tiny baby legs, and then it's Deadpool's upper half as the popcorn bucket.
Take
the head off, and you can eat for it. You can pull the arms off and put them back on. You know, it's like the Black Knight. You can dismember it, whatnot, but the popcorn bucket will stand on its own on the baby legs.
That would be hilarious.
Ryan Reynolds, if you're listening, you know, make it happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sean, what's your first one?
I'm going to tail off Joseph because my first one was Deadpool 3.
Okay.
So specific to that movie. So it would be the Deadpool Wolverine like logo. Mm-hmm. So it's that big bucket. So half the bucket of popcorn would be like all ketchup seasoning. So for the red. And the other half would be extreme butter, but you would also put in like ghost pepper chilies in it to like make you angry and constantly in pain, like Wolverine is. So yeah, that's my first one.
Nice. I'm going to continue right along because my first one was for Deadpool and Wolverine. So going back to what I was talking about with Transformers, there were a couple of different ones that came out for the last movie. The one with the animals, the Maximals or whatever. Anyway, so they had a couple of different ones. They had a really awesome Optimus Prime one. And then I saw some that were like Optimus Prime's head. And I was like, I don't want to open the top of Optimus Prime's head and eat popcorn about that. That sounds stupid.
It's like eating chilled monkey brains.
Exactly. but I thought having Deadpool's head with it like a surprised expression on his face, and then having on one side you've got Wolverine's hand, and on the other side you have the claws coming out. So that's how you hold the bucket, and you can eat popcorn out of Deadpool's head. Because I'm like,
that's cool.
I think that would be hilarious.
Can it just be the claws that so it looks like it's your hand holding the claws?
Oh, that's even better, actually. Yeah, maybe the hand part is open on that side. That's even better, Ray.
Well, yeah, just make it a handle that you grab.
There you go. Yeah, it's a handle like that you hold onto. Yeah, so it looks like his head. If you're watching the video version, you've got like this, and then on this other side, you'd have the claws coming out. And, oh, that would be fantastic. Why isn't this a thing? So,
by the way, all these are trademarked.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. Oh, actually, what I had written down here was the reason why I didn't have it so that you could put your hand in there is that I was going to have Wolverine's hand kind of cupped like this, and that's where the cup could sit. So he could hold onto your cup while you're eating popcorn out of Deadpool's head. So, but yeah, that was my first one. So I'm glad we were all thinking the same thing. Ray, what's your first one?
I'm going to go with an older one from Spaceballs.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Nice and simple. It's Dark Helmet upside down. You got to have it upside down because why not? And then as you lift it up, it says, I can't breathe in this thing.
That would be great.
Yeah. And then randomly it would just go off with him like breathing effects, like where he's really struggling to breathe.
That you should also like, it doesn't come with a pop. It comes with a coffee. Because he always drinks coffee when he walks through.
That's a good idea.
That was the other thing. Every popcorn machine in the theater is labeled Mr. Popcorn.
Mr. Popcorn. That would be fantastic marketing. Oh, that would be great. All right, Chris, what's your second one?
Lord of the Rings. It's Mount Doom.
Oh, okay.
That's it. Yeah. And you can reach in the top.
That's not. Once again, I would add red LEDs out of the top of it.
I would take it one step further. There's a cap, right? And just for fun, it'd be the Eye of Sauron as a little flashlight to find your way, and then take that off.
What if the popcorn bucket is Mount Doom, and there's a topper for your soda that's the eye?
There you go.
That would be good.
Sure.
That's we're punching it up. We're working hard here.
Thank you.
I like it.
That would be awesome, actually. And I like the idea of you wouldn't want it to be too bright being in the movie theater, but if it had lit up a little bit.
It's red, right? Yeah. So red light in your eyes.
That would be fine. Yeah. That would be awesome. Now I want this. I would like everybody really wants to, like is this a business I could make? Like designing these things for people to 3D print, and that would be fantastic.
Trademark.
Yeah, there you go. Joseph, what's your next one?
So my next one comes in, technically it's in two parts. There is a base with it's an umbrella that's upside down, and the top of the umbrella screws into this base, and they're the umbrellas from Blade Runner. So the shaft lights up with different LEDs, and you can put your popcorn inside the umbrella. When you're done with it, you can unscrew it and then flip it over, and then the bottom of the umbrella screws into the base, and now you have a lamp with the little LED.
That would be awesome.
So functional.
You just have to make sure you wash it out really good before you...
it just helps. it smells so good.
I know, right? Sean, what's your next one?
I'm going to go with the Godzilla and Kong, the New Empire.
Oh, so okay.
This bucket is going to be so massive, you have to purchase a second seat. If you don't have that second seat, you can't get this bucket. So like it'll have pictures like secret messages all through the bucket, like of Monarch's files on different Titans and stuff like that. So you can hunt through looking for stuff before the movie starts. Mm-hmm. And then it'll have Kong's hand coming out of one side, and that'll hold your extra large Coke or whatever it is. And then on the other side, it'll be Godzilla spines, and each of the spines are a different flavor of popcorn spice and stuff like that. So you could rip out a spine and give it a shake kind of thing. But
yeah,
you need a lot of them because the popcorn would be so huge.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be awesome.
Dom would buy that just so we didn't sit next to him.
Oh, yeah. I tried giving him a hug and kiss for you there, right? He didn't go for it.
See, I'm thinking it'd be perfect because I could set it between the boys and then I could just reach over and grab as I need to. Oh, yeah. So,
one for them, one for you.
Maybe. All right. So my second one, also a movie coming out, is another sequel, because everything nowadays is, right? Twisters. So I thought you could have a nice big popcorn bucket that looks like a good old tornado. Mm-hmm, and then maybe have a little lever on the bottom of it that you can kind of like spin around, and when it does, it causes it to kind of spin. You don't want to go too fast because you don't want popcorn to fly everywhere. But I think it would be awesome.
With like a little cow full of butter that you could pour into it.
Actually, I was just thinking you don't want to spin too fast, but you could put your seasoning and stuff on it, and then you take it, and as you spin it, it will spin the popcorn and hopefully cause everything to go down. So yeah, but no, I like the little cow that you.
Yeah, just pour the butter in there yourself. We got cows.
Hell yeah.
Debris. Sorry.
That's fantastic. I didn't think about that. That's great. Ray, what's your next one?
So I dipped my toes back into Spaceballs again.
Okay.
I was really trying to figure out how to do a desert one where you had to use a pick to go through the desert. I couldn't figure out how to make it popcorn, though. Other than that, might be your seasoning.
Right.
So the one that I did come up with for your popcorn bucket, though, is the Winnebago.
Yes.
It lights up, and so do the headlights. And then as you open it up, once again, there's a quote, and it's, what the hell is that? It's her Royal Highness's matched luggage. Like, that's, yeah. You got to have something.
Your sand one. Like, they could have done one of the peons' helmets upside down with the pick. But then when they're making the popcorn, drop like a Tootsie Roll in there so they can find shit.
No, I like it. Yeah, and then the helmet's actually leaning on the pick.
Yeah, there you go. That's awesome. Chris, what's your next one?
So this is my new movies category. Nosferatu, which I think is on Christmas Day.
Yeah, it's definitely later in the year.
Yeah.
What was it?
Nosferatu.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just a coffin.
Absolutely.
Practical vessel.
Part of me, without seeing it, part of me wants to, you know, just be like, so obviously it has a lid that closes, open and closes. So,
yeah.
Or is there an Nosferatu in it?
It comes with a stake that you jam into the top cover, and it like releases a bunch of ketchup seasoning.
There you go.
Release the butter. But
Red dyed butter.
Yeah, there you go.
Hell yeah.
I think cut ketchup seasoning would be better.
I don't know. I think the butter would look a little more like blood, but either way. I like that idea. Joseph, what's your next one?
So when I was looking up this, I was using the AMC app because that's where we go for our movies to see what was upcoming, because I had no clue. Like, this is one of the first times in a very long time where I can say, like, other than Deadpool, I cannot think of a single movie that I'm like truly looking forward to, like, in the rest of the year, you know? So I had to do some digging. And apparently on March 20th, AMC is re-releasing The Matrix because it is the 25th anniversary of the first Matrix.
Okay.
So the Nebuchadnezzar, and the little
that would be cool.
Magnetic things light up, you know, so you have the Nebuchadnezzar.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, it makes that sound because it makes a cool sound.
Yes.
Did they ever make a release a toy of that thing?
I don't know.
See, if they didn't, that alone would make it an awesome collectible because people would be like, there's never been a toy of this. This is the closest thing I could get. Like, people would be like hounding over that thing.
And you could do the scene where the square that comes up, or however you lift up the top, that would be actually cut out. And so you'd have one of the bugs or like.
Oh, you'd have like one of the squids.
The squid cutting out the laser cutting.
Oh, that would be cool. Yeah. That would be awesome, actually. That's a good one. That's a good one. Sean, what's your next one?
I went with Dumb and Dumber.
Ooh.
So
okay.
It would be the Mutz Cut van. So, and then, yeah, the top comes off and it's popcorn. So what the cool thing, other than having like a Mutz Cut van, that's
pretty
cool. But every now and then, a random one, you open it up and there'll be an IOU popcorn. Sign the concession. Or the other version is you like it's full of popcorn and all that, but they put like what they put on it, like ghost chili pepper all over it, so you don't know. You just, until that first bite, you start gagging and have a heart attack. So,
yeah, there you go. I'm sure they'll go for that.
Ketchup and mustard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can all the butter stations just be little gas things that you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I do like the idea of the IOU. Like every so often you find one, and maybe that gives you like a free popcorn or whatever. That would be fantastic, actually.
Yeah. But like no popcorn in it, just the little note. Better keep that one. That's worth something.
That's worth something.
The moment you said Dumb and Dumber, Sean, I immediately went to you, like, is he going to do the parakeet? And he popped the parakeets
out. Yeah, oh, my God.
Yeah. That would be a good season.
That's the other, no, that's the other episode we were talking about. Other episode.
And then it says pretty bird. Yeah. Pretty bird.
When you pop the head off, pretty bird.
I can't believe they brought that guy back for the last one. That was so funny.
So I went back to older movies at this point. So I did Raiders of the Lost Ark, and of course you have to do the Ark of the Covenant. And of course, when you open it up, it's a nice bright yellow light emanating from it that you're just sitting there eating popcorn out of. So, so I thought that would be fun.
That works.
Yeah. Nothing really to it. I was just like, I was sitting there thinking about this. I was like, What's a thing in a movie that makes sense that you would open it up and it would be a container for something? And I don't know what it was. Oh, that's what it was. I looked over at my partner's desk and I saw his Indiana Jones stuff. I was just like, oh, Ark of the Covenant. Absolutely. Right there. So,
yep.
What's your next one, Ray?
Does it come with a candle that melts? Like the all right. My next one. So I wanted to go, the one that inspired it all was the sandworm.
Right.
So I went to Beetlejuice because it's kind of, and you got to have a sandworm, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's got to have the teeth and everything. I'm thinking its tongue is sticking out, and then on the tongue is Beetlejuice whipping around because it's motorized. So hold on for your life. And then the fin would come off the back, but the fin is shaped in such a way that it actually fits in the cup of your or the cup holder. So that you can put your cup down in and have it hold the cup as well as the popcorn.
Okay. So you're going off the sandworm thing, basically.
Well, yeah, because it's a sandworm from Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Would be cool as if on top of the sandworm's head had the little dog that like jumped off the wood to drop the car in, just standing there randomly.
That works.
Chris, do you have another one?
Yes, my last one.
Okay.
So Wicked is coming out later this year too, I think the fall sometime. So Flying Monkey. And then
you can have the brains.
You can have the brains.
Top of the head. Yeah, it's funny when I was looking at different movies coming forward. I may have actually had the same idea you had for the coffin for Nosferatu. But yeah, when I saw Wicked, I was just like, is there anything? I was like, I'm already doing a tornado, so I can't do that. And I kind of, you know, abandoned that idea, but that's not bad. Because, of course, anytime I thought about, oh, you're going to open someone's head up and eat, that's immediately what you go to is the monkey brains. And yeah, that would actually be great. So
my monkey.
Yeah. Joseph?
So I also took one off of Dune. I was sharing this with one of my coworkers, and she said it was cheating, but whatever. Dune Return of the Jedi and Dune the Sarlacc. The way you open the bucket is there's a little tiny Boba Fett hand sticking out of the center of the Sarlacc.
Nice.
Open it.
That would be great, actually.
That's good.
No, even better is when you open it up, it burps at you.
Yeah, there you go. That'd be great. Sean, you have another one?
My last one is for Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, okay. Napoleon.
So it's a container that's a llama. So when you eat it at the back, because it's the way he feeds. And when you yell at it or tell it, vote for Pedro, it goes, gah, and then shits out a little tater tot.
This is an elaborate thing.
That'd be pretty cool.
Going on. Just like tater tot.
Well, then you just keep doing lines for bullying. Just keep shitting out tater tots till you have a pocket full.
Nice. You don't care, you fat lord. I still need to show the boys that movie. They still need to see that movie. My next one is Scott Pilgrim versus the World. So it's not gonna it's not gonna sound very interesting unless you know its purpose in that world, and it's Ramona's bag, because Ramona can put literally anything in her bag, like a sledgehammer, whatever it is. I was just thinking having this need to be fairly well designed, but having it looks like, you know, this kind of purse looking bag that you would buy, and you open it up and literally it has room for a large popcorn, a large soda, maybe a little side thing. So literally you can just keep pulling out of the bag like she does in, you know, in the movie and in the cartoon and stuff. I was like, yeah, I'd love to have Ramona's bag to eat popcorn and stuff out of. It'd be great. So you got another one? You got another one for us, Ray?
I do. My last one.
Okay.
I went with Saw.
God. Okay.
So it's a square, right? So it looks like a square and like a cube.
Uh-huh.
Each side has a hologram of a severed hand, right? So
okay.
It's like 3D as you're going on. And then on the top, when you're looking down and in, there's blades that look like they're ready to spring close to close your hand in as you're getting the bucket or nice. As you're getting the popcorn. So yeah, I did like a quick little rendition of like a.
Yeah. So the article I was telling you about, the guy that was talking about the Dune bucket, he said, he was like, yeah, at first we thought something about the sandworm. They're like, well, what else could we do? And they kept going through stuff. They thought about the pain box. That's what made me think of what you were just talking about. And they're just like, but we kept coming back to the sandworm. So, okay. Yeah. I actually have two more. Just they're very quick. I just kind of threw out there. What?
I was just going to say, you could duplicate this as well as Luke's hand. So.
That'd be so awesome.
The top half of the popcorn would all be burned?
Yeah, I know, right?
I also had one more. I just don't know if it belongs in this show or the Bad Idea show.
Go ahead and float it if you want to.
Ace Ventura, specifically When Nature Calls.
Okay.
It is the rhinoceros.
Yeah, I knew you were going there.
To the side, and as we're pulling popcorn out, it's making all the noises.
As soon as you said the second one, I knew exactly where you were going. Yeah,
same here.
I would put that one in the second show we'll do, but we'll see.
That would also work at like a veterinary conference too. Like,
oh my god.
They all got that as like a hand thing to come in.
Yeah. The second one I had was another movie coming out, Furiosa. We haven't really seen too much from it. I have seen, it looks like we're going to have another awesome tanker in this one as well. And like I said, going back to that Optimus Prime one that I got, the Optimus Prime, like the his trailer opens up, and that's where all the popcorn is. And then there's a part on the truck itself that opens up where you can put your soda. And so I was like, I'm just going to steal this idea. So literally it would be a Mad Max style looking tanker truck that the front of it could open up, and that's where you could put your soda. And then the main part of the tanker opens up, and that's where all the popcorn stuff is. So I thought that would be a cool one for an upcoming movie. And then the last one I had was for the second Beetlejuice movie coming out this year. And even though I've already said, you know, there's kind of some exceptions about, would you really want to open up someone's head and eat popcorn out of it? And I'm just like, no, Beetlejuice would be the other one that I would be like, absolutely, just this awesome face he has. And you're just like, you know, as you're, if we're going to add sound or something to it, every time you grab a, you know, something, he says something to you would be awesome. So you just have to, you just have to make sure there's a way to turn the damn thing off while you're in the theater watching the movie. So, because otherwise I could see you pissing off everyone else around you.
Hey, what are you doing?
So, exactly, yeah. So, well, that is our show for this month, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to move on to our picks or pans. Would anyone like to go first? Tell you what, I'll go first. My first pick is actually Dune and Dune 2. I enjoyed both movies. I never watched the first one when it came out. Was it 2-3 years ago? And because when I heard there was a second one coming out, at least I was like, oh, I'll wait till the second one. So sure enough, that's what I did. And so I just recently watched it on Max. I watched it last week. I did enjoy it. I have not read the books. We were talking about this before the show. I haven't read the books. Joseph has. And I was like, I kind of enjoyed this. And when I went and watched the second one, I also enjoyed it. And I thought, well, maybe I'll have to add that to my to-do list. So I may be at least reading the first Dune. I know I posted a thing I found on social media the other day talking about, you know, if you like the movies, read the book. If you like that, maybe give the second one a try. And then it basically goes, okay, take it to about the first, what, 5 or 6 books, and that's it. Pretend nothing else ever happened because the rest of them were absolute garbage. So, so yeah, I definitely recommend Dune and Dune 2. And then the other thing is I'm about halfway through episode 4, so I'm almost halfway through the season, of the animated Avatar The Last Airbender that has been released on Netflix. And I am greatly enjoying it. I know a lot of people were kind of skeptical because it's been hit or miss turning in. It's technically not anime, but it's very anime-like. Turning those into live-action movies has been very hit or miss. And I really enjoyed it. My biggest worry about it was that because of the special effects, I'm sure there was probably going to be, you know, a limit on the budget, that we weren't going to see a lot of bending. Like, it was going to be very, you know, maybe a lot of fight scenes, and every so often we see some fire or water or something like that. And that was not the case. Like, there is a lot of fighting in this and a lot of special effects, and it's definitely not top tier, but it's better than a lot of the stuff that I saw in that last Flash movie. I'll be very honest with you. At no point do I go, oh, well, that looked horrible. I'm just like, no, the fighting looks good. I like the kids who play the different characters and stuff. It's added a few things. So literally you start it off whereas in the cartoon series, you never saw the Fire Nation attack the air nomads. And that's how this actually starts off. I was like, oh, are they adding a bunch of stuff? I was like, oh no, they're just giving us that part of the story. I'm really enjoying it. So after we're done here, I'll probably go ahead and edit the show and then go back to watching it this evening. So so those are my picks. Joseph, you got a pick or pan for us?
Pick is definitely Helldivers 2. That has been incredibly fun to play. The community is pretty dang awesome. And the fact that we all have a common enemy outside of the game is pretty cool. I don't know if you guys have seen anything out there about a person named Joel, but he's essentially the game master, and it is his job to make it more difficult when he feels like we are winning at the war. He just makes it harder. He will randomly send extra patrols or just make the enemies spawn more quickly. He's the common enemy of all of the the Helldivers. So that has been a lot of fun. I would echo the thoughts on Dune. That was pretty cool. The other pick would be that this past Thursday, it's 2 years with the company that I'm working with now. Oh, nice. It's been long, but it's been 2 years and a year and a half almost to the day that we've lived in Colorado.
Cool. Awesome. Sean, you have a pick or pan for us?
Pick would be The Bad Batch Season 3. I'm really enjoying it. Yeah. Okay. I'm really enjoying it so far. And the pan is Season 2 of Halo so far has been kind of a letdown. Like, they bring in the Arbiter, which is kind of cool, but they've just changed the story so much. Mm-hmm. It's kind of getting annoying now. I could put up with it in Season 1 because you got to see Master Chief killing people and doing awesome stuff, and they had all the great sound. But so far, I'm like, what is it, like four episodes into Season 2? Mm-hmm. He barely wears the freaking armor. Like, it's a talkie now. Master Chief doesn't even like talk that much. Now he's a talkie. Yeah.
Well, that's disheartening. So I've got high hopes. I don't know if y'all saw. I've seen the trailers and stuff for Fallout. I've never played the games, but the show looks like it's setting up to be pretty awesome, and I hope it is.
Yeah. So and Borderlands looks really good too for the movie.
Yeah.
Ray, do you have a pick or pan?
I got a pick. I'm gonna go with Helldivers as well. Helldivers 2. That was quite enjoyable. easier with other people. I'll admit that it's pretty difficult by yourself. And then the other one is Spider-Man. I know I'm late to the party here, but the Spider-Man, the 2018 version of it, so the remastered. Really fun. It's nice to be swinging around the city again and having fun kicking ass.
Nice. Chris, you have a pick or pan for us?
Sure do. Okay, so one of my picks is, it was our anniversary a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. Aww.
So that's pretty good. And then my other pick is Love is Blind Season 6. This is the first time that he's watched it with me.
Mm-hmm. Are you caught up, Chris?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Oh my God.
I am. I'm getting to it. Okay. Well, I don't watch a lot of reality television, and there's a reason. Is I have a very really wide and deep judgmental streak within me. Also, doesn't take much to set it off. So watching reality television is just like I'm screaming at the television. It's stupid. This involved with people I will never meet and have no idea who they are. But it also made me think about the types of books that I like to read. Mm-hmm. And so there's this big, I don't know if you know the series Aquitar, which is by Sarah J. Maas. And then she's got another series and stuff. And they're not well written. They're entertaining. They're not going to change your life or anything like that. But I'm like, I get angry at the characters and I have like big, strong feelings. I'm like, oh my God, this is like reading reality television. This is why I like it so much, is because I'm sucked in. I have very specific views on the characters. I get irritated when people disagree with me because I'm like, no, you're wrong. So that was a fun little thing I found out about myself. I'm like, oh, reality television. My pan is also Love is Blind because of the way they've been releasing the episodes, excuse me, Netflix, one episode at a time. Last week it was one episode.
They really dragged that one
out. Oh, it was brutal. And then this week it's a reunion, but it's only one episode. And I think they did a chunk of four, but then it's just been dwindling. And then last season was like that too. And that's why I was mad at it. I was like, one episode of this train wreck. These train wreck people, you only had enough footage for one episode. I don't believe you.
Maybe they couldn't use the rest of it for some reason.
Well, they could have. Oh, just the way they structured the show.
They absolutely would have.
Okay.
Yeah, the way they structured the show is that the only people that get shown are the people that wind up making it to the altar. Well, by the end of it was only two couples. Yeah. And so it's like, I don't really care about these couples. I want to watch the ones that broke up. They don't follow them anymore. So the reunion is looks good, but yeah, I was just mad that the way that they.
Oh, I didn't see the trailer for the reunion.
Oh. but yeah, I just didn't like the way that Netflix chose to release the Focus One episodes.
Okay. Fair enough. Sean, how many episodes of Bad Batch are out yet? Do you know?
I think we're on 4 because the first one they released 2 episodes. Mm-hmm. Then it's been a couple weeks, so yeah, I think I just watched the 4th one.
Okay.
Yesterday or the day before.
Okay, I'll have to ask Nick if he wants to wait until they're all out, or if we're gonna start watching it now. So. But yeah, because he's definitely I mean, Alex will watch with us, but Nick is like super, super excited. So yeah. Well, there's our show for the month, ladies and gentlemen. If you would please give us a 5-star rating on iTunes, Google Music, or YouTube. Honestly, you can listen to the show as a podcast that way as well, or watch it there. You can check us out at Epically Geeky, to where you can find all of the shows we do, including the Marginally Geeky, Creatively Geeky, and Sustainably Geeky shows. You can find us on social media at Epically Geeky, where pretty much it's just Facebook and Instagram, where I post when new episodes come out, and that's really about it, because, yeah, reasons. where can we find you online, Sean?
I usually screwing with Wikipedia, but it's getting old. It's too easy. I'm almost to the point where I'm actually correcting stuff by accident, because there's so much shit on there. Like, oh, I'm going to make this. Oh, wait, I just fixed it. So, yeah, on there, your favorite broken toy on Instagram, and Marginally Geeky.
Joseph, where can we find you online?
If you just put Merolez in Google, something will pop up. I am the only J. Special shout out to my cousin that I stole all of her usernames because I signed up first.
Nice. Chris?
On Instagram at Moody Midlight.
Ray?
The Reluctant Yeti on Instagram, and then on the show and all the other shows mentioned. Yep.
Yeah. And as always, you can find my individual wacky adventure online at Optimus Shane on Facebook and Instagram. For everyone on the site, have a good night.
This has been a presentation of the Epically Geeky Network.